care. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Wow, give me your eyes, God, so that I can see the way you see. Help me love the way you love humanity. And that's one of the things that you're doing, Laurie, through your writing. You're loving us, and through your love, you're helping us begin to see how to see. And one of the ways that you're doing that, you're sharing these four lenses with us, and the two that you haven't discussed yet that are up now are the rear view and then the higher view.
That's right. So the rear view is when we need to look back. And I talk about two different ways to do that. One is looking back on your family, your genealogy, because that certainly is a part of who we are and how we're wired. And the good and the bad that has happened to us that we've had to work through or wrestle through. And sometimes we're acting in a certain way in the present that is related to something that happened in the past. And so God can give us that insight, and then we have the power. I did a lot of research in Kurt Thompson's work, Anatomy of the Soul and the Soul of Shame, and he talks about the brain having the power to reshape memories, because our memory is happening in the present. And so we can actually, that is a tool that God can use to heal what needs to be healed, so we can start a new path. And then the other chapter is really about our faith journey and how looking back on how God has worked is what causes us to have faith for what's ahead. And I think that we see that when, even in Scripture, when people lost their memory, you know, you see that really clearly with the Israelites. When they first came through the parting of the Red Sea, they were singing about it and talking about it, and then slowly but surely, their memory shifted, and all of a sudden they were going, if only we could go back to Egypt, it was so great there, and oh, we ate all this wonderful food. It's like, wait a minute, how did you guys forget that you were dying to get out, you know? And so, but that happens to us. You know, we point to the Israelites, but that really happens to us, where we forget. We don't remember. And so in that chapter, I suggest some of the ways that we can do that, to mark those things that happen in our lives and how they can strengthen our faith. And then, of course, the last view is the higher view, and that's a great one to end with on Good Friday, you know, because the higher view is when God takes us into that deeper vision that really is something that can really only be seen through Him. Noticing God's gifts is one of the chapters, which some of those gifts don't seem like gifts when they first come into our lives. But when we realize what they've done to us and how they've affected us, they might not have been gifts we were asking for, but they are powerful in our lives. And I have a whole, just a lot of stories in there about that. And that passage where Jesus is talking about, you know, who of you as a father, if your son asked for bread, would give him a stone, you know, and who would, you know, you would never do that. Or and then he goes on to say, how much more will your father give good gifts to you? And it's interesting, if you look at that passage, it's not that we get what we want all the time, but we always get what is good. We always get what is good, and it might not feel good at first, but it does something good in our lives. And so that's one of the chapters. Another one is the purpose for your pain. Nobody wants to go through pain, but once we've gone through something, we become the unique healer that God can use in somebody else's life going through that same thing. There is nobody that can minister to you more than somebody who's been through what you're going through. And so God, in a way, has a fingerprint on your pain that He wants to use you in other people's lives. And mysteriously, we get more healed when we do that. And then the opening your eyes to need, which is really the song that we've been playing, and that idea that really seeing the world as God's world, that you know, yes, we can say, oh, God, thank you for blessing my life, but he has blessed you to be a blessing. When you have things, he wants you to give to his children that don't have them. And the book and the chapter really talks, makes it practical, because I get overwhelmed, and I've been all over the world. I've seen the needs, and I can get overwhelmed and think I can't do anything. But God's not asking me to do everything. He's just asking me to do something, one thing. What is that one thing that you can do today? And that's really what that chapter is about. And then it really ends. My favorite chapter is the last chapter, because so don't stop reading the book till you get to the end. it's really about your life and how unique it is and how God wants you to live it. And so what's great about this book is it really is a little bit of a guidebook. I mean, you could read a chapter at a time and go back to chapters that maybe you need to refresh yourself with. And so I'm really praying that it's a tool for people, not just a book, but a companion for them in living their best life. And so the book, it's out May 2nd, but it's available for pre-order right now on several different venues. I mean, most people go to Amazon. It's certainly there. You'll see it there. And in the meantime, if you want something now, that Finding Faith in the Dark is available, because that came out a couple years ago. But the official release date is May 2nd, and of course, my website, if anyone wants more information on me, is laurieshort.com, LaurieShort.com, and I would love you to come visit. There's speaking clips and other books and materials that you can look at on my site as well.
I tell you what, Laurie, this is truly a rich, rich book, and I agree with you. The timing is just excellent. I'm glad that we had this conversation today on Good Friday, as you mentioned earlier, and that in just a few more weeks, the book will be out soon after Easter's Resurrection Day. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that through this book, Laurie is empowering you to reframe your life. And when you say reframe your life, and so that you live life well, live your best life, I get the impression, Laurie, that by reading this book, it's not just a matter of what we'll be able to do for the moment, in the moment, but how we can, as you said, reframe our lives so that we live our lives differently, more effectively for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. That's where the when changing nothing changes everything. Because you're not changing what's happening around you, but when you change the way you see it, it ends up changing everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, the title of the book is When Changing Nothing Changes Everything, The Power of Reframing Your Life. Laurie, thank you so much for speaking with us today and sharing some tremendous insights that I'm confident are going to bring about some great changes in many lives.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Carl, and a blessed Easter weekend to all who are listening.
Outstanding. Till next time, everyone.